hey, you email me your goals, you know, sign it in blood, prick your finger, and say I'm committed for the next 90 days, this next rhythm. I want some help. I want some mentoring. I want some accountability. And that's what this portion of the call is all about. So who's on the line right now?
Kathy Clark.
Good morning, Kathy, from Seattle.
Harold Walker.
Good morning, Harold, from Portland, Oregon.
Kathy Podoretsky in Pilot.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
East Texas, where it's not near as schmucky and humidity-fied as Dallas or Houston, especially this time of year. Okay, we've got the two Kathys and Harold. I know Janice is going to be on the line, and I believe Ken Skripp is going to be with us, and we should have Molly as well, and then a few newcomers, Steve Crowfoot, and I think Mary Margaret Meyer should be with us as well. And then who did I else did I just email? Susan Evans, I believe, should be with us. And if you guys are amazed at how well I can read names off of a list, well, there's no list in front of me.
Vance, this is Susan Evans from the Seattle area.
Good morning, Susan. And where are you calling from again, Susan?
Sammamish, Washington, outside of Seattle.
Okay. All right. Well, Harold and the two Kathys that are on the line right now have been with us for the last couple of months, actually, when we got started. And you guys, today we're kicking off. Tomorrow night on Rick Murphy's Pathfinder call, you're going to hear we're kicking this thing off. As William just shared, today is the start of the next, we're three days into it. It's May 3rd. So real quick, I'd like to kick it off with Harold, Kathy, and Kathy. Share, we talked about this a little bit last week as far as what are the things that you can reach back and pat yourself on the back that you did right, that you were excited about in the last 90 days? Just one thing that you did that you're excited about, and then we're going to have Susan share a little bit about herself and any of the other new people that might be jumping on, and then we're going to blast forward in what are you going to do, what do we have lined up, and I'd really like if you could just put these on paper, or time on paper, but just type up a short email and say these are the goals. And if you want to use the five pillars as a guideline, say these are the five areas, these five pillars, and I've got one goal in each area. Let's make it attainable. And a lot of people think, well, in the healthy finances goal, that's really my niche in business. Yes and no. But what are some of the goals that you have if we just had this share? And you can have lots more than that. But as far as sharing and being part of this call, Where do you want the accountability? You've heard me say this before. Without accountability, there's no motivation for change. Bruce Woolsey shared that with me years ago, and I'll never forget a gentleman who's actually a professor up in the Seattle area. What did you guys do? Kathy, Harold, and Kathy, what did you do in the last 90 days that you really can look back and say, man, I'm glad I did that. That was a good step in the right direction.
This is Kathy and Tyler. Since I missed last week's call, I'm going to be first today. The first thing that came to mind when you asked that question was my persevering in this and calling you to get on this call. You know, not giving up and just trying one more time and all the things that, by gosh, are opening up for me now just because I do that.
Okay.
That's what I'm most excited about in the last couple of months.
Okay. So something so as simple as being part of an accountability group and saying, hey, this, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, or my commitment where my mouth is, or what my brain cells have been wanting me to do, and I'm going to get serious with this. Okay?
Yes. Never quitting.
Great. Okay. Harold? Kathy Clark?
This is Harold. I think the one thing that a couple of things really. I prospected more, which I think is always important. But I prospected, well, as your dad put it, prospected up. And two of the people I prospected in the last week or so are two of the top executives, CEOs in the Portland metro area. These are people you see in the paper all the time or on TV news and whatever. And I've interesting statement. She's very busy with her business and her company. And I said, well, can we get together sometime in May and talk about it a little bit more? We had coffee. She was very interested. She's fairly young, I'd say in her mid-30s. And she made a statement that I thought was very interesting. She said, well, I'm only going to be home 5 days the month of May. I'm traveling with my company, and I really won't have time to do any of that. And I thought, my gosh, you know, so you're getting paid, you know, big bucks, but you're only home 5 days in a whole month? That's just terrible. I didn't say it exactly that way, but I said, would you like to spend some more time with your family? Because you know how people work so hard and spend so much time at their business, and they're so stressed. By the time they get home, they either don't feel like it or they don't have time for their family or time to do other things that they would enjoy doing themselves. And she just rolled her eyes so back in her head that I thought she was going to pass out because, you know, how people do, they roll their eyes. Mm-hmm. And she rolled her eyes and said, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. And so that really did make a point with her that, you know, she doesn't really have a great life even though she's making great money.
Sure, sure. And, you know, Harold, the thought that comes to mind, and I've said this before, is that, you know, you never find somebody at the end of their life, regardless of how successful they are and how many things, great things they've been able to attain, especially in the category of wealth as far as finances, but you never find somebody laying there on their deathbed saying, man, I just would have, wish I could have closed one more deal. I wish I could have spent a bit more time at the office. All that stuff is irrelevant. Because, you know, yes, relationships and memories are made at your place of business, but not the kind we want to talk about. So, great. That prospecting up, going for the chicken list, going, you know, getting out of there, and, yeah, great. Fantastic. Okay, Kathy Clark.
Okay. I think the thing that I really feel I need to pat myself on the back for was when a prospect more or less walked in front of me, and this was a prospect that, and I kid you not, 99.99% of the Nikan people would have crossed off the list, wouldn't have even opened their mouth. I made an appointment with her, and that really opened the doors. She wasn't interested, but her husband was. And in fact, I'm doing an in-home for them tonight. And even though she wasn't interested at the time, she now is. And she's working in partners with her husband. And they've had a contest going this past week between the two of them, which of them could have the most people at the in-home tonight. I don't have a clue how many people are going to be here. I do know that the wife, she called me yesterday, and she says, I have five, and I don't know how many my husband has. But stepping out of my comfort zone, because I truly, when I looked at this person, I went, oh, no, 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 no. I do not want a handhold. I don't want to go down this path. And let me tell you, these people are starting to run.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're starting to run. And it's exciting.
What, Kathy, the contest you said they're doing, what was, did they win something or did they, I mean, what was the
reward?
Well,
the contest between the two of them, husband and wife. Yeah. I don't know what the reward is going to be, but they challenged each other to see who could bring the most people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. But I'm prepared.
Okay. Fantastic. And this couple is in your group, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's always fun when people underneath of you start doing these things, and okay, great, fantastic. Okay, Susan, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you, and we're going to let you lead off. And what what are some of the goals that you have that we can help hold you accountable? Because just so you know, Susan, this group, and once I get everybody's information, it may take me a couple weeks, but everybody on this call is going to have your information. And you may get a random phone call from, you know, Harold the Hammer Walker. No. He's going to be hammering down on you. No. but if we can take some of the internal motivation that we have and share with each other, it's like the concept, you take one Clydesdale horse and they can pull like 1,000 pounds. You put two of them together and it multiplies times 10. It's a 10,000-pound capacity that they can pull. It's because it's a biblical perspective when you look at it. When Jesus says, hey, don't carry your own burden. Take upon my burden. Take my yoke because my burden is light. Well, when you understand the concept of pulling with somebody else, you realize you're kind of looking over going, man, we're both going in the same direction. Right. This is exciting stuff. Now, we're not all on the same team. Okay, Harold's part of our organization, but unless I assassinate about 5 people, I'm never going to get paid a dime on Harold. Okay?
He's way down. Thanks a lot.
Sorry. It is what it is, unless Nikan comes out with, like, the super diamond level or something allows us to get paid 10 levels deep. But the bottom line is when we share honestly and vulnerability-wise, when we share those things with a few other people and say, hey, I want you to hold me accountable, we're going to do it. That's what we're purpose here. So here's a little bit of background, and where do you want to see things develop in the next 90 days?
Okay. I am a retired school librarian. We lived in Delaware for a long time and have moved out to Washington when my husband retired. We've been out here 6 years, and after we moved out here, a friend introduced me to Nikan. She has since dropped out. In that time, I went silver within a couple months, but didn't have a clue. Mm. And then sort of just, I have 2 silvers under me. The past 4 years, I guess, really have been mostly about personal change and growing, understanding so much about myself. And now I really understand and accept the importance not only of making a commitment, because I've done that a lot, but following it with discipline and action, which I tend not to do because I always seem to have an excuse or procrastinate or probably like a lot of other people. And then about 6 months ago, I actually raised my hand, like William said, and asked for help.
Mm.
And for this 90 days, I set a goal so high that it's scaring me to death. I couldn't sleep last night. I decided that I really would like to, and I think it's possible, or Nikan wouldn't put it out there, but I really would like to earn the 50,000 points.
Okay, Susan, let me stop you right there. Really.
All right.
I really would like to earn.
Okay.
How can you change that to make it a little bit more passionate and to make it more part of who Susan is?
Okay, I will.
There you go.
Develop a business that generates 50,000 in group volume over the next 3 months.
And what are you going to receive from Nikan when you generate 50,000 in personal group volume?
Well, I'll move to gold for one thing, but I'll be receiving from Nikan 2 tickets, 2 nights, and all of the festivities with President's Club members and the reserve seating.
Okay.
But mostly I think I'll receive, finally, a business.
Okay. Finally, a business. Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm going to toss it right back to Kathy Podrasky. Thank you, Susan, for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, if you could, do me a favor, and just when you get a chance, as with everybody else, put some of these goals that you've got, and you can go long, you can go, and what I'd like to do is I'm going to compile them all into one document with everybody's contact information, just your name and phone number. I don't necessarily need mailing address, although it is kind of handy to have it. But just give me your vital information, And obviously you don't need to put your email in there because it all have... Well, go ahead and put it all into one thing, and then I can just cut and paste a lot easier. But go ahead and put just a few goals that you want the group to hold us all accountable on, and I'll be doing this as well. Don't think that I'm not part of this. If you can email those to me in the next couple weeks, I'll make sure everybody else has a copy so that we're all on the same page. So, Kathy and Tyler, what do you want to see? Like Susan just shared, you know, I will... be doing that. And then just so you know, you guys, whatever Rick discusses tomorrow night on the call, and make sure if you don't listen to that one live, go to pathfinders.biz to see what the call topic is, what the numbers are. I believe it's the same numbers. Just don't, again, you guys, and I put this in email form, don't ever use this host code on any other call except for this time slot. And especially don't use it at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning because it'll really make my life difficult. Whatever Rick discusses tomorrow night, that's what we'll be following. This is not something that I'm dreaming of. We're just going through the 90, and Rick has there's a method to his madness, so that's the cycle we're going to go through. So, Kathy Podrasky, what are you going to do? What do you want to see accomplished in the next 90 days?
In the next 90 days, will accomplish becoming sober.
Okay.
And I will have a good start on bid for contest tickets, you know, for tickets to go to Orlando. What I want and what I'm going to do is I want the preferred seating when I get there because I've been in Eastern a long time and I've always had to sit in the back of the room when I've been at fence or a hotel down the road. I want to be right in the middle of everything and right up there. So that I've got a lot to do, and I'm excited. I started at it, and I can see it happening.
Hey, let me ask you this, Kathy. If your car is on empty and the light has come on with that idiot indicator there, just, you know, that one other, you know, you can't go any further because, you know, you got a range of about 30, 40 miles at most.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you know, I really, really want to get fuel today and I really should pull over there and I want to. But, you know, there's one, a couple other things I need to get to over there because I want to get to that store to buy that, you know, that blouse I saw because it's on sale. And I'll do that. Before it's gone. So I'll do that. Do you think you're going to pull over and get gas?
Not if I think that way.
Yeah. No. So I'll ask you the same question I asked Susan. How will you change the verbiage that you just shared as far as... I got excited when you said, I want to be part of it. I'm not staying at a hotel down the street. I want to be right there in the thick of it. What's the one word that just needs to be modified in order to make that happen?
I'm going to be in the middle of everything.
There you go.
When I get there.
There you go. That's it.
I'm going to know who I am when I come in there.
I mean, please understand, those of us who have all gone through humans being more, the intention plus mechanism is definitely played too. It's 100% intention. I'll just let you in on the equation if you haven't been. Bottom line, though, we have to make that decision. I will be there. And I was reading over the guidelines yesterday, and I thought, this is sweet, allowing all these people to be a part of the President's Club reception, because I'll never forget in St. Louis, Missouri, when we had the convention there, and being at the President's Club reception, and Valerie Aloisio, who was a platinum at the time, she should be part of the President's Club now. I just wrote a letter of recommendation, if not in the next few days. But I remember that event because we had just gotten back from China, and she was standing outside the door, an open door to this grand ballroom where the President's Club reception was, and it was kind of a black tie affair, that kind of it was. And there were hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and it was, you know, a lot of fun. And she stood in the doorway, and I recognized her, and I went out there and gave her a big hug and said, hey, it's great to see you here and all that stuff. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I just so want to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
That was 6 years ago. Now she's pulled it off. Single mom, doing this on her own, and she's pulled it off. She was a platinum then. just had to get things regrouped. And so you make that decision, and it happens. But it's about making the decision. Okay. Harold, what do you want to see take place in the next 90 days, especially tying in with this convention contest?
Well, I think that I still need to keep prospecting up and prospecting more. What I want to happen is a lot of things, but let's do the. I will make it happen. So
okay.
I will be contacting at least 5 people per day. So that will give me 25 people per week. And I want, again, to see things happen. So what we will do is be sure that we're following that 90-day plan, contacting 5 people a day, and we will be in Florida. That's been my goal since it was first announced, just before I retired.
Okay.
So we'll be in Florida, and we will be down in the close seats, let's put it that way. And Vance, I would like to talk with you at some point about President's Club.
Okay.
What we need to do to get to that.
Okay.
I'd like to know that, too.
With what you guys are doing, trust me when I say you are right on track to pull off President's Club. What are the requirements to be in the President's Club? Well, number one, you've got to be on autoship. Okay? Number two, once you've reached the rank of a platinum wellness consultant, maintain that platinum paid. That means having 6 silver qualified legs or 3 gold. So the way to ensure that happens is when you break out a silver, you work your butt off, okay? And my daughters are not awake, so I can say butt, not bum. You work your butt off, and you make sure that there's a couple silvers in each one of those legs just as a backup in case something happens. Or you know that you know that you know there's a commitment level from that person that they're not just going to hit silver and then they're going to rest on their laurels for a few months and then not qualify of that $2,000 base. But I'll tell you, when you begin with the end in mind, and every person you bring on board, when they come on board, you immediately, as the application online so beautifully presents it, well, you fill out that information, you put your credit card, their credit card in there, and then next step, there's autoship. Well, let's go ahead and look through this catalog. What's a couple things you want to start with? You can always change it next month. As soon as that order arrives, go ahead and change it. And then a few days before you know it's going to ship out again, change it, add, subtract, whatever you want to do. You get them on board so it becomes a simple process. That's the number one thing. And when you build a person to silver, okay, not create, keyword there, I said build. When you build that person to silver, what happens is that they've repeated that process time and time and time again. So every person they've brought on board, they've built into autoship. And I'll tell you, looking down the genealogy of what Rick Murphy and Terry Latham and their whole team are doing, I mean, every single person that's working and building this, seriously, their whole teams are on autoship, every single last one of them. And there's no question of whether or not they're qualified. So as a platinum, you have those 6 qualified silver legs or 3 qualified gold legs that are being paid at that rank. You do that for 6 months. You get 3 letters of recommendation from fellow President's Club members that are diamonds or above. At least one of them needs to be in your upline. I recommend the other two be cross-line, so it looks better. And boom, you're in. And the best part about it, the perks that are associated with that, number one, you don't ever have to worry about the convention from that point forward. You're in. You have the special seating. You've got your hotel paid for. You've got your meals taken care of. You've got all the perks that go with it as associated with that convention every single year. And then every single month, twice a month, the second Wednesday of every month is a President's Club call where they share what's going on. They shared a bunch of stuff with us 3 weeks ago that I thought was going to be announced on May, so I got all these notes written down that now I have to go back and scribble them all out. Because it wasn't revealed yet. The timing just wasn't right. So they said, please hold on to that information. So if you like being privy to what's coming down the pike, and this is why, You've got certain people like William Todd that get all jacked up because we know what's coming in phase two. Phase one took place 3 days ago on May, or 2 days ago on May 1st, as far as what got implemented. Phase two is coming June 1st, and you're going to love that. So those are the requirements. You begin with the end in mind. So before you even think about going from platinum to diamond, that President's Club, and we have a whole mess of people, to use the Southern term, I've got a whole mess of people. We've got a whole mess of them that are at that platinum level that need to take that next step to President's Club. So, Kathy Clark, what do you want to see take place? But, Harold, we will talk about this again one-on-one. But, Kathy, Kathy Clark, what do you want to see take place in the next 90 days?
Well, in the next 90 days, I will be at the 30,000 PGB points. I will have at least one silver leg. You have to have only 50% of that 30,000 can come from one leg. I will have at least one silver leg. I will contact a minimum of 5 people a day. And I have a whole list of them.
Kathy, what was your average of contacting people in the last 90 days? And or did you have an average?
Oh, my average, with all the construction going on here, really dropped down. It was like about 2.
Okay. What was your top in one day?
I think 4. I set a goal to go for, I set a goal to go for 10 and didn't realize how needy my construction workers would be.
Okay.
Okay. They're all behind me now.
Got it. Okay. Fantastic. Okay.
Oh, one more thing. I am training. I'm in training for a half marathon in the fall, too.
Fun. You know, Terry Latham did that about 6-8 months ago, I think it was, and I remember seeing him, and I'd never heard the term half marathon before, and he shared it with me, and I'm like, that is a great way to go. That is absolutely fantastic. Hey, Susan Evans, you get the award for the day, and if I could, you know, hand you a big, coconut macadamia cookie, that's what I enjoyed last night. I would pass it on to you. Susan just sent me an email, guys, and it simply says, on or before July 29th, I will generate $50,000 in volume and receive from Nikon 2 tickets, 2 nights in a hotel. You can make this more specific. I'm not going to reject it, Susan, but you can say the name of the hotel. Because it's online. It's right there, and it's a beautiful hotel. Have preferred seating at the convention and attend the President's Club reception. Don't just put President's Club because...
Great.
Make this as specific as you want to. I will be gold and have the foundation of a strong business building to membership in the President's. This is sweet. Susan, you, man, gold star for you right there on the crown.
Thank you.
You guys make this as specific as possible. And Susan sent me all of her contact information. Get it to me and we'll put it in print and get it to everybody else. And Janice, did you make it on the line yet? Janice sent me an email yesterday, actually today at, it would have been 7 o'clock her time, but 4 o'clock in the morning here. But she wrote something here that I thought was worth passing on. The next 90 days, or let me back up here. And those of you who remember, Janice had her house completely burned to the ground a couple months ago, lost everything that they owned. They had nothing. And she wrote, so even though I still have huge challenges with this fire and rebuilding process, huge, huge exclamation point, or exclamation mark, I will be building Nikon this last half of the year. I will be focusing on doing and what God wants me to accomplish, working with people, helping people have a better quality of life. Janice Skipper. That's what we're talking about. Getting the information in print. There's something takes place when you make a decision and you get it down. I got to go dig through my notes. Jack Zufeld had a quote, and it basically, along the lines of, you know, a dream or a goal that's not written down is, you know, I think it was simply nothing more than a wish, something along that line. And I'm not talking about Disney when you wish upon a star. I'm talking about we got to put it in print. Walt Disney and team put things in print. They wrote it down. We have to make that happen. It's so unbelievably imperative. So did I miss anybody? I don't know if Steve Crowfoot or Molly or Ken. Steve, are you on the line?
I am here. Just no voice this morning.
There we go. Steve, what do you want to see take place in the next 90 days for you?
Carolyn, I really want to plan on being at the convention with the $50,000 and being all the events.
Can he start for?
I have a voice this morning. Sorry. But we plan on being there, and my biggest thing is I've got to learn to say less to more people. One on a fantastic appointment last night, and I just talked too much.
Okay.
And then I get Carol upset with me, so then I'm in trouble, and then she shuts down, so.
Hey, you and your wife sound a lot like Stacy and I.
Yeah, so I just gotta let her do the talking.
Yeah, you know, you guys, if you're working with a spouse or even when you're working with people in your organization, learn how to pull back. It's hard sometimes not to vomit our enthusiasm and our excitement on people. However, learn to pull back. And let them just see that what we call passionate contentment. Let them see that we're passionate about it, but we're content. Because otherwise we start coming off like, you know, an Energizer bunny that just is on fire and like, and you feel like you're ready. So, and people like to be around excited people, but people get tired if you're around excited people that just never slow down. Because we need to pull back. So. Questions, comments, concerns. Okay. You guys, I want to challenge you, and I'm doing the same thing. Get your people lined up. 2 weeks from today is the next Rhythm event. Regardless of where you're at, you're no more, none of us are no more than 2 hours drive from the Rhythm event. And I'll put Kathy Podrasky on the spot, the one that's going to be in Mansfield, Texas, outside of Dallas. She's got a healthy drive ahead of her, and it's $17 a pop per person. And you guys, today would be a good day, 2 weeks out, to make a goal. And this is one of the things I have to sit down and do myself, is make a decision of who. You may not be at that event. I will be in Cleveland, for example, but I've got a list of about a dozen people that I want to make sure get to the Portland event. It's actually going to be in Salem this time in 2 weeks at the Salem Convention Center, which I'm incredibly pleased about. But make a decision to be there and make a decision of how many people are going to be there with you. So even though I'll be in Cleveland at that Rhythm event, Cleveland, Ohio, I've already made a decision. We've got people all over the country that haven't been to a Rhythm event, and I want to get them there so they can see it and experience it. Tara McGuire, who is the gal that hosts, the Gold Wellness Consultant that hosts the one here in the Portland area, she just sent the flyer out. And Harold, I don't know if you received this or not, but she writes at the bottom, and remember, and I'll apologize in advance for my crash language here. This is the way Tara wrote it. Prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance. Prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance. Little crass, however, I think it conveys the truth that if we, you know, it's like my older brother used to always say, you know, lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part, and that he didn't come up with that. He used to just always repeat that all the time, because that way we don't go from crisis to crisis. We make a decision today, now 2 weeks out from the May 19th Rhythm event, who do we want to be there so the day before we're not running around going, oh, man, I should have called this. Don't live in the world of I should have. or I coulda, or I wish I woulda. Make a decision now who you want to be there, get on the phone and start calling them. And then if they don't make it, well, you can follow it up and say, hey, you know, I happen to get a copy of the DVD of What Me Can Share. When can we get together and we can go through it? It'll take maybe an hour to go through all the different segments, but I really, because you had mentioned that you, using Harold as an example, this gal that he spoke with that has no life because she, you know, is gallivanting all over the world for her company, you had mentioned that you really wanted to have more time with your family. Well, one of the new initiatives that Nikan just introduced is going to enable me to do that even more. Bob Richards shared a couple weeks ago with the group of Silvers and Above in the Portland area that because of these initiatives, and he was referring to ones that will be announced, but they have already been announced, by the end of the year, those of us who are active in building, we will see our incomes doubled. Now, if your income right now is not anything to get excited about, well, obviously he's not talking about that. But this can happen. This can definitely happen. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to doubling our income by the end of the year. That's going to be fun. So, Steve, thank you already for responding. I'm going to see what Steve put in print. Nope, just have no voice, but you're on the call. So, again, remind everybody to please email me your phone number and your mailing address. I wouldn't mind having that in the file. And you'll understand why in the future, why I like to have that. But jot down a couple goals, things that you're going to do in the next 90 days. And please be serious about this and make them attainable, okay? Like Nikan's contest right now, the guidelines, they're very attainable. I mean, somebody can get in the door just for 5,000 PGV over the next 3 months. That'll get you a convention ticket. Hey, that ain't half bad. That's attainable. I mean, even me as a diamond, I could pull that off. So, anyhow. Okay, gang. Keep it up. Call me. You've got my phone number, 503-695-5683. I am available. That's what we're here for.
Could you say that again, Vance?
503-695-5683.
Thank you.
And did you just type that into your computer, Susan?
No, I didn't.
I thought I heard keys clicking. I thought, man, you are way too efficient.
No.
I need to hang around you more often. You guys, and I would give you my parents' phone number to the place in New York, but I believe they take off from there tomorrow to head on the road, so I'll get that information. And they're listening on the line right now as well. Danny and Charles Rogers, and you can tap into them as well for three ways for bouncing any type of question off of them, anything. Even though I'm the voice, they're on the line. And just so you know, they're always available for that.
That's right.
So there you go. There's Mom. Mom, did I miss anything?
No, I think it was well covered and great call before. So
go ahead, the male voice that keeps saying my name.
If you go to allswell.org and click on the Pathfinder link, you can listen to these calls.
Okay, you're going to have to email that to me, Steve, so people, because I know there's an extra 40 people or so on this line listening right now. Well, allswell.org, right?
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for making that available, Steve. Appreciate it greatly. Okay, you guys, I'm out of pocket for the rest of the day, but Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursday afternoon, and most Saturdays, well, not next Saturday, I got to go play firefighter and tear down a house, but today I'm playing lumberjack. So call us. Let us know how we can serve you. That's what we're here for. And when you succeed, then we succeed. And have a fantastic weekend, and look forward to chatting with you guys next Saturday morning, if not before.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.